At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I was showing him my Beyond Meat jerky. That makes you laugh.
That's what they call me. Beyond Meat jerky.
It looks delicious. Let's see it. Put it up to the camera. You can't see if you're listening to it.
Yeah, no, see?
Some of it out. I want to see if it looks like meat.
I'll take a diet.
Oh, okay. Here. I'll even take a little.
Hey, look, I don't need to talk to you, jerky.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See? Can you see it?
It looks like a leaf.
It looks like cardboard.
Yeah.
And you take a little... No? No. You gotta really grab into it. Everything you got.
Eric Cartman summed it up best. As long as it tastes like shit and makes me sick. Speaking of Eric Cartman, the South Park movie Streaming Wars was really good.
Yeah.
I laughed my ass off.
Okay, Jeff, what was so funny to you about the refrigerator? The fact that it was ketchup, mustard,
it was all ketchup and mustard. There's no reason for that. It's not like they're selling hot dogs.
When he's taking a shower, he was using ketchup as soap.
Yeah, I
know. Were there hot dog buns in there, too?
Yeah, there was everything.
The mom is constantly making hot dogs. It's South Park Streaming Wars, which is available on Paramount Plus right now. And it's definitely worth a watch, with Randy being Karen. And very subtly, to me, Butters is, again, a favorite element of mine because of the way they make they have to make little paper, little boats. And so they eat a lot of popsicle sticks. So they make Butters eat all of them. It looks like he's jamming these cocks in his mouth. It's very funny. Very funny. Welcome to the show. This is episode 23 of season 7. The gang is all here. Lots to talk about today. We're going to get through it. Hey, it's Saturday morning. It was when this show comes out every week. So if you're listening Saturday morning and you have nothing going on tonight at 7 p.m., you could listen to me on the radio. It's the podcast with Tim Andrews, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on WSB. This week, my guests are Aaron Stegman from the immersive 90s production Save the Video Store. You can find out more about that. Just type it into Google. It looks like a lot of fun. It's like a video store, and you go in and you look around, and there's snacks. It's very 90s. Oriented, like I said. Also, comedian Eddie Ift, who was appearing at the Atlanta Punchline this weekend, will be on for a little bit to talk about what's going on with him. I haven't talked to him in a very long time. He used to come on the Regular Guys a lot back in those days.
But what are you watching?
Watching here.
What are you watching?
Okay, so what are we watching?
What are we watching?
We watch.
Like, it doesn't really matter, but we're recording earlier than normal because Jeff's going to see Downton Abbey.
I'm watching a screening, a home screening.
How'd you get that?
The studio released a bunch of media passes for people.
Oh, nice. Is this through Amazon Prime?
It's about to come to video on demand. So they made a bunch of passes available for the media.
I look forward to your review video.
Yeah.
You should do a review video.
Yeah, see if I can come up with something.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the last Downton movie. Was it good?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff to watch.
A lot of stuff. There's tons of stuff to watch. Lots of stuff to watch. Some stuff you watch, even though you don't really enjoy it, but you have to watch it because you have to talk about it. one of those shows for me, and I know Jeff loves it because it's Star Wars, but man, I do not like Obi-Wan Kenobi. It is a terrible fucking show. It is pointless.
You're just gonna poke the lie off, like right out the gate.
I have to poke him because he put a little snarky comment in there. I don't care what some millennial douchebag over at Screen Rant had to write. Doesn't make any sense. The line from Star Wars, I don't say A New Hope, I say Star Wars, because when it came out, that was the name of the fucking movie, Star Wars. When Ben Kenobi is on the Death Star and Luke and Han are saving Leia, he confronts Vader. Vader confronts Ben Kenobi. And when Kenobi sees him, he walks up to him and says, I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. But now I am the master. And then they have the lightsaber duel, of course. And spoiler alert, Vader kills Ben Kenobi, and Ben Kenobi disappears. And then Luke screams.
Spoiler alert.
Thanks for ruining it.
Yes. Now, in the third episode of Obi-Wan Kenobi, besides being a feckless pussy, Obi-Wan gets into a very short-lived battle with Darth.
Is that in the script? Is that the character direction?
What was the name of Zach Braff's character, wasn't it? Feckless Pussy?
Yes.
He was driving that bus.
Yes. They get in a battle. Darth Vader kicks his ass. But then the lady from Rome shoots a laser gun and scares Darth Vader, and he forgets how to use the Force for 5 minutes, and Obi-Wan gets away. The whole time Obi-Wan is trying to not fight him. Anyway, my opinion is that this destroys the canon, but somebody dug up a throwaway line from Return of the Jedi where Luke is saying, I know there's good in him. And then Obi-Wan's Force ghost says, I also thought he could be turned back to the good side. Couldn't be done. He is more machine now than man, twisted and evil. And so somehow that leap is, oh yeah, well, they fought again. And Obi-Wan tried to turn him back. Obi-Wan tries to turn him back throughout the entire battle they're having on Mustafar. So it could also be, anyway, it's pointless. I don't know why this show exists. It's not about Obi-Wan. It's not about any of the characters. There's goofy little Leia running around, too much of her. And the show is about Reva. That's what it's about. It's her redemption arc.
Once again, I'm sorry that James Earl Jones comes over to your house every Wednesday and sits on you and forces you to watch the show.
I don't have to watch it, but if we're going to talk about it, I need to watch it.
Or you just not watched it, and then we just won't talk about it, and we'll just move on with our lives.
That's true. I'm sure that's the way Star Wars is going to be from now on. Just people who don't really care about it, write it. And that was the worst lightsaber battle in the history of lightsaber battles. I will say that. So if you like mediocre Star Wars, go ahead and watch it. Or you could watch good sci-fi like Orville, which has a story. And I had to watch a recap of season. I will get to that eventually through Views and Snooze. But it's just that show just, wow. I feel like it's the 90s and I'm watching the Next Generation Star Trek. But whatever. Now you are the pussy. Let's run through the cave. So stupid. I wish that Reva had killed Leia and they would have destroyed canon. But Jeff, you watched episode 4. What are your thoughts? Is it good? I heard it was boring.
Yeah, it was all right. I love how they handle the lightsabers in this show. They look better than ever.
Yeah, well, computers keep getting better.
Yeah.
I would like to do an 80s video revival of, you remember who sang that song, Red Skies at Night?
The Fix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but just red shirts at night, and it's just a compilation of all the red shirt people being murdered
mm-hmm.
from Star Trek over the years.
Okay.
I think it would just be funny, and then that's
red
the
shirts, red shirts that
red
died.
Shirts at
red
night.
Shirts that died.
Exactly. Oh, and they're just bam, dead, bam, dead.
Red shirts are dead. Whoa. Except for Scotty, because he wore a red shirt.
Wow.
And he never died.
That's true.
He wasn't allowed to leave the ship much.
Yeah. If he'd have left the ship, yeah, in that shirt, who knows?
Who was going to fly it? Not Kirk. well, you know, who's going to fix it? I need more power. More power. Wish I could do a good Shatner.
Do the Kevin Pollak Shatner.
That's everybody does the Kevin Pollak Shatner. I want to do the old man Shatner. So we were going to talk this week about, and we talked about it a little bit last week, fans sharing. Oh, first of all, before we get to that, thank you to Steph for babysitting our son Gil last Thursday night.
Oh my God, how is he doing though? How's
he doing? Okay, he had a little rash from something. We think it was some sort of allergic reaction to the 8 million vaccines they jammed down their gullets.
He's the sweetest baby ever. He's such a delight. Anybody that would have the opportunity to watch them, you should pay Tim to watch this baby.
Yeah, we're taking all comers. Even if we don't know you, come on over.
He's such a...
at like 11:30 at night and asked if Len Bias was there.
Did you go, When we called your dad's house and asked that, he actually laughed. So that is a throwback prank call to, I think, probably 1987. So,
well, you are so welcome. And anytime.
Okay.
Love that kid.
Won't abuse him.
But you got a show, by the way.
We went and saw Supercharged. Yeah, it was great. The opening band was good, too, although I forget the name of them. Rain and Sound. Raining Sound or something like that, but they're really good. But it was awesome to see Superchunk, and they dedicated the song Misfits and Mistakes to Meatwad and Aqua Teen Hunger Force. So I thought that was pretty cool. Meatwad sings it on the soundtrack for Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie. But didn't you say Gil woke up and you watched some drag queen show with him?
I did, yeah. So I was two episodes behind on Legendary. Well, and I saw him on the camera. He was all like, wah, wah. It wasn't even like he really had a fit or anything. I just went in there because I couldn't wait to get him up.
Oh, of course.
And he was like, hey, he's waving and like, I don't know who you are, but cool, get me out. So I cut him out and I changed him. And we came in there and he just sat on my lap and I was watching Legendary and he was so into it. He was just like,
nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, you may have a little butch queen or a femme queen. It could be, I don't know.
He shares his father's obsession with the drag.
Mm-hmm. Well, could be a femme queen. Either way, he was really into the whole ballroom scene.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's it cool. Wore him out.
Yeah, I was going to take him to a Dallas strip club so he can check out the. Anyway, we don't talk about social issues. And that was funny though. Just as an aside, over the weekend, people losing their minds. I can't believe they're taking the kid. What do you care? What do you care? Who cares? Let them.
What are you talking about?
Oh, people were showing up
at Hooters.
Yeah, like you. I took my kid to Hooters. Yeah. Okay. What's the difference?
So millions of people have done that.
No, there was a thing
like crappy chicken wings. Woo!
It's a Pride weekend event at a quote gay bar close quote in Texas, and they were doing drag night. You know, drag. It was called Drag Your Kids to Pride, there was a drag show, and they're having fun, and people brought their kids, and outside, but don't take your kids in there. You're grooming them, blah blah blah. I hate.
Oh, shut up!
I know. I hate the whole thing. I hate the whole social argument.
Fucking stupid.
You know, just go home and don't take your kids to drag shows. There was one thing though. There was a sign in there that says it ain't gonna lick itself. Maybe that's not appropriate.
That's a lesson. That's a lesson that we all need to learn.
Yeah, but what 3-year-old is gonna go? What is that? You know what I mean? It's like just mind your own business. That should be the law of the land. Mind your own fucking business.
100%. Take them down and pick at the abortion clinic. Do good family fun.
Yeah. Or take them to Hooters or a gun, whatever you want. If you want to take your kids,
take them to a gun show,
to a gun range when they're 10 so they can learn how to do it. And this happens. I knew kids who use guns. That's fine. You know, teach them responsible. Yeah, teach a kid to dress responsibly and drag. I don't care. Just stop talking about it on the news.
Teach him to be responsible with a gun from a young age and to respect it.
Maybe can you wear a dress and use the gun at the same time?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. tranny glocks. The
the trans blaster.
Yeah, just let people do what they want to do. When gas is back down to $1.50 a gallon, which will never happen, when that happens, then you can ditch and find something to bid. But gas is too expensive. Everything's too expensive. You're worrying about what people do. Don't worry about what people do. Okay, cool.
I'm gonna get a moped.
A moped?
Yeah, I'm gonna get like a Honda Elite.
Mm-hmm. And then get run over by a truck on the road.
Immediately. I'll die as soon as I turn out onto the main road, I'm sure.
Wait till Elon Musk releases that Tesla moped.
Yes.
Oh, cool. It'll be $100,000.
Yes, sped. Yeah. Oh, for shit's
runs on his Musk.
Google Patton Oswalt talking about mopeds. I bet you he regrets that stand-up bit he did.
Oh, it's I love that bit.
I love it too, but he would get in so much trouble today.
He should own it. I hate it. That's the only thing I hate about Patton is he is so he can be such a little bitch about his old shit. It's so like, dude, you said it. Who cares? It's a different time. Move on. Let's start this apology tour.
Walter White. Bryan Cranston apologized for something that he didn't. No one asked him to do it. I apologize for my white privilege. Okay.
I'm Homelander on this. I'm not apologizing for shit.
Homelander's kicking ass, isn't he? You guys all caught up on that show? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, him, the dude inside the penis.
Yeah.
Never seen that before.
Round off.
I want you inside me. I thought, oh, they're going to have sex. No. What was that guy's name? That superhero?
Termite.
Termite, yeah.
He's like Ant-Man. I wonder what Paul Rudd thought of that whole thing.
He probably loved it. We were talking about The Boys, so spoiler alert. That's episode one. They get you by the balls in that episode. Three episodes in, it's enjoyable.
Oh, yeah.
Now, in keeping with Screen Rant, which one of you guys found this? The Daily Fitness Tip: fans share their wildest film theories.
Dustin. I found it.
Dustin. So if you go to this, and Dustin will post the link in the show notes, and if you're on YouTube, you can probably see it at the bottom. But fans have a bunch of different weird theories about movies, and I'll just read some of them from this dailyfitnesstip.com website. Forrest Gump's son wasn't really his. Jenny knew she was dying and wanted someone to raise her kid, so he's Forrest Cuck.
Why would she pick him, though, of all the people in the world?
Yeah.
Well, she knew.
Because he's a millionaire.
She felt safe with him.
She knew he was rich?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. She definitely had, I mean, he was the safest, richest, person that she knew. She'd been keeping it in her back pocket until she needed to use it, and,
I see dumb.
But he cocked his head like Forrest.
Yeah.
Obviously his son.
Titanic. Of course, the theory about that is Jack was a figment of Rose's imagination.
Yeah, there's a few of those for Titanic. I've seen another where Jack is a time traveler.
Okay.
The lake that he talks about when he's sitting around the dinner table with all the rich people, he talks about swimming in a lake and then riding a roller coaster at a place. And both of those things were like 7 years in the future that it hadn't existed yet when the Titanic went down.
It could just be a shitty script. I mean, where they didn't do any research.
Well,
that's more than likely.
Cameron's good for stuff like that. He's great on like technical things, like scientific stuff. But when it comes
to two people could have fit on that
fit door. on a raft, or on a door. But the other one that was good about Titanic was the fact that Jack's character in Titanic is the same character in Inception and Shutter Island.
Okay,
because that makes sense. In Inception, when he washes up on the shore, that was supposed to be what happened in that, when he washes up on the shore, he supposedly that's been 50 years or something that he's, had to go down to get the guy that they were working for.
Mm-hmm.
And so Titanic happened during that part. And then the wife in Inception did the same thing in Shutter Island, killed the children, not only herself, but the children. And Shutter Island is wrapping it all up, showing that he was in a mental institution for the whole, all of it was his deranged thoughts in the mental institution.
So who comes up with these? Just fans post them someplace like on Reddit and then they become like pseudo canon?
Well, I think it's Reddit mostly.
Reddit. When we were kids, there was a couple of different things like, you know, Rod Stewart drank so much semen he had to have his stomach pumped.
The
Mr.
Gerbil.
Green Beans was Frank Zappa's father. Yeah, the gerbil.
Those are urban legends, though.
Right, but these are kind of like that, too. People, I don't know.
But they try to base them with some part of the story and connect it with something. I mean, rather than just, you know, say it, they try to back it up by something that occurs in the script or in the story itself.
Well, a lot of the rest of these are kind of goofy. You can read them yourself. I'll just read real quick. Doc Brown is Marty from the future. I could buy that, perhaps. But you see him in the... It doesn't make any difference. Yeah. It doesn't work.
That one about Greece being a
fever dream?
A fever dream of Sandy when she's drowning at the beginning of the movie.
Oh, is that it? I haven't gotten that far yet. Is that one?
That's one of them.
That's believable.
Yeah. The events of Greece are Sandy's dying thoughts after drowning, hence the flying car. So her dream was to turn into a slut, greaser slut for her stupid boyfriend. Anyway.
I always wanted to be a slut. Dear God.
It goes to show that Greece 2 is the only real Greece movie.
Yes. This I've heard before. James Bond isn't one person. It's a cover name. I've always heard that.
I always assumed that. I always thought that was the case in general.
Yeah, that's why I said one of my crazy theories is that James Bond is a Time Lord, like Dr. So he just keeps changing appearances. Well,
so go there and read it, and we each came up with a couple of our own. Mine are Hannibal Lecter is based on Julia Child. Yellowstone is a prequel to The Postman.
That's possible.
A flying Kevin Costner movie. And the CIA produced Rocky 3. I'm sorry, Rocky 4. Rocky 4, where he fights, Vlad Drago, beats him, and Gorbachev. It was all to help further Russia's collapse, the Soviet Union's collapse. Those are my three. No explanation needed. You can all of
that. Mine was James Bond's a Time Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Poppins is a Pennywise.
Why do you say that?
Yeah.
She comes back every 27 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Pennywise.
Right.
And she's like a good one of whatever those creatures are.
Okay. And
Pennywise is the evil one.
Yeah, it feeds off the happiness as opposed to the fear. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
That was my other one. And then that rumor that Elvis was in Home Alone 2 and is alive. And
that looks like him.
Pick them, back it up.
I wonder who that
it looks like an aged Elvis.
Yeah.
It does look like one.
But Elvis would have been much older than that when that came out. I mean, right?
No,
he's in disguise, man. He supposedly died, so he can't look.
I love like that Elvis is still alive, even though he died on the shitter. Gotta be alive. He died on the toilet. I mean, Bill Bixby did those two nights in a row talking about the Gale Brewer Giorgio book. I don't know if you guys remember that or not. There was two specials, Is Elvis Alive, starring Bill Bixby, because Bill Bixby was friends with him, and he also probably needed money. And you could call in and ask questions. It was one of those weird syndicated shows. I watched both of them, and I did hear Captain Jenks from the Howard Stern Show called up and pranked him. That was fun. They didn't apparently have phone screeners. But there was a book called, Orion. Was about a dying rock star, and it's crazy. I can't believe that my mom believed Elvis wasn't dead. You know,
his name spelled wrong on his grave.
Yeah, his middle name is spelled incorrectly on his grave. Middle name was Elvis Aaron Presley. But you know what? He's dead. And if he hadn't died, then he'd be dead by now. Rest in peace, Stefan and Dustin. You guys have some.
Mine isn't even really a theory so much as a, I don't know what you would call it.
You and Pickle just got high and came up with.
I just thought, well, I thought to myself that in 1985, The Breakfast Club came out. In 1986, River's Edge came out. And to me,
what about John, man?
We have to save John.
So, I think that The Breakfast Club is River's Edge in the Upside Down.
I like that theory.
So if you think about it, you got Feck, I believe, would be the janitor.
Okay.
And let's say that Bender is the one who killed the girl, which would be Claire.
Mm-hmm.
So he killed Molly Ringwald, we'll say that. And then Ally Sheedy, I don't know. Maybe we could gender Bender, make her Lane. Or she's Ione Sky, I'm not really sure. And then have Anthony Michael Hall as the little brother with the gun, because, you know, he brought the gun to school after the elephant trunk wouldn't work and he couldn't light the lamp. So there was a connection there.
Was that the weird kid from
the flare gun?
The weird kid from
Hills
Have Eyes.
He had the lisp.
Yeah. He's in a bunch of 80s movies and then gone.
And then nothing. Yeah. Right. But anyway, that's my theory, is that the River's Edge is the Breakfast Club in the Upside Down.
That's good. That could actually be a good reboot for Breakfast Club. Like a sequel, like a modern sequel.
Make it very dark and
River's Edge is dark enough.
It's so dark. It's so dark. And when it came out, I remember seeing it when I was in high school, and I'm like, what is this? I'd never seen anything like that with people
our
that
age.
That at least playing our age.
Right.
And it was just so messed up.
I had the Big Lebowski, the dude from Big Lebowski is the same Jeff Bridges character from Starman just 15 years later.
Mean you no harm, man.
That's pretty good.
He just ended up in that apartment, and that's where he's been the entire time.
Jenny Aiden.
That's pretty good.
And in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Dell really killed his wife, and he's carrying her around in that large trunk.
That's a good theory.
Love that. That is great.
Things out of her bones.
Yeah, they're all made from body parts, old shower rings.
Or she's alive in there the whole time, and he's just feeding her snacks.
Until they burned her alive in the car.
Right. I saw somebody on TikTok doing a very good impression of Jeff Bridges as the dude. It would be a tough one to do for me, but I would love to learn. I should practice that because such a good.
Dana Carvey does a pretty good Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, he does pretty good.
But he does old man Jeff Bridges, not like regular Jeff Bridges.
Oh, Jeff Bridges now,
like True Grit, Jeff Bridges.
Yeah,
you just gotta put your jaw out a little bit.
Act like half your tongue's cut off.
Yeah,
I gotta hear it or I can't.
That bottom jaw, it's independent of the rest of his body.
The way Danny Carvey talks about it is he's just had like 5 Thanksgiving dinners in a row.
Yeah.
just loaded up on tryptophan.
Yeah.
Well, those theories were fun. Thank you guys. If you guys have any out there that you'd like to share, post them on our Facebook page or in the Radio Shack.
And, well, I will say this too, just because it's very timely. If you've never seen River's Edge, maybe if we have any youngsters out there who listen to this show who haven't seen River's Edge, it would be very timely to them, especially whenever Lane says that part about, you think this car runs on God's own methane?
I wonder if there's any beer in that can. And then Dennis Hopper talking about when he got in the motorcycle wreck. I wonder if there's any beer in that can.
Crispin Glover too, just before he went fucking absolutely apeshit nuts.
Can I say something? He didn't go nuts. He was a performance artist, and he was, when he had that long hair and the goofy outfit, he was making a movie, and that character, he was doing that character from the movie on the show. I know everybody, I mean, looking back, he acted crazy, and I remember we all talked about how nuts he was, but he really was. He was making a movie back then, and that character looks just like, have you ever seen it?
No.
I'm going to look it up real quick.
I mean, Joaquin Phoenix does the same shtick.
Yeah,
I mean, he comes out in character and people think he's nuts. And then, you know, year later, he's nominated for Academy Award. So.
Let's see. What is the name of this movie? I'm trying to find it. Reuben and Ed was the name of the movie. It came out in 1991. Reuben and Ed. And an unsuccessful, nervous businessman gradually comes to befriend an eccentric, asocial nerd on a trip to Utah to bury a deceased cat. So he's taking his cat to bury it. And he is. He's wearing those weird clothes, and he has the long hair, and he acts like a nut. So that was him. And
I'm going to look that up. I've never heard of that movie. I want to see it.
Howard Hessman's in it. It's a good film.
I love Crispin Glover. He's such an oddball, but he's great actor.
Yeah.
Loved his remake of Ben. Willard loved that.
That was good.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like him to tell you. Aaron Black's in it also. Go ahead.
I'd like him to tell you would stay up all night making sandwiches.
Putting cockroaches on your butthole. Everybody does that.
The only role I don't like him in is... and it's even not his fault. It's Oliver Stone's fault. Isn't in The Doors where he plays Andy Warhol.
Yeah.
God wanted to talk to me. Say. That was the most pretentious film that Oliver Stone's ever made.
Yeah. I loved it when it came out when I was a kid. Yeah. I watched it again recently, and it strikes a completely different chord.
It does not hold up. I agree. No, I liked it too when it came out, and it's not good now. No.
Jim Morrison wasn't anyone to hold up to Lofty Heights either. He was just a drunk, a talented guy, but anyway.
Riders on the Storm.
His father was the admiral in charge of the Gulf of Tonkin incident. Jim Morrison and the Doors were all part of the CIA's MK Ultra plan to turn the hippie movement on its side and make it commercial and also get people to kill each other like the Manson family. Just look that up.
Was that guy that podcast I sent you, that one guy who was ahead and involved in that MK Ultra where he was just dosing people left and right and never told them? And then a lot of them ended up in insane asylums because they didn't know what the hell happened to them. They didn't come back.
No. Operation Chaos. Read the book. Tom O'Neill, who I had on the show. Read that book, Chaos.
Crazy.
Operation Chaos. The whole 60s thing is just designed. There's a book called Weird Scenes Inside the Canyon where this author does a lot of speculative history about how Frank Zappa was a CIA asset, the mamas and the papas. Apparently being a CIA asset makes you a drug addict who has sex with your daughter. So, you know, like Papa John. But anyway, I like all that stuff, but it's some of the books are so ridiculous and poorly written.
Like, I don't like the pizza.
What
pizza? Papa John.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about pizza. I'm talking about Papa John McKenzie. No, Papa John Phillips, who had sex
with
McKenzie Phillips' daughter. His motto was one day at a time.
One daughter at a time.
One daughter at a time.
Who died?
Who died?
Who died?
What's wrong? Who died?
What happened? Who died?
Did we talk about Ray Liotta? I guess we did talk about
him.
Yeah, that was last week. I put one who died on there. It was one kind of a biggie.
Oh, Jim Seals from Seals and Croft.
Yeah.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine. I love all those songs.
I do too. Seals and Croft, man. That's some good, easy listening.
Yeah. Gotta love like
name any other song by Seals and Crofts, though.
Summer Breeze.
Wait, what's the other one, though? There's one more.
I can't think of another one.
Are you kidding me?
No, there's a couple others.
Oh, my God. How do you not know? Diamond.
Summer Breeze.
Boom, boom. You do shine.
Oh, okay. I've heard that before. I didn't know that was them.
We may never pass this way again.
Yeah, that's a jam.
Yeah, it's constant.
We were talking about this guy at work because it came up that he had died, and it was like, oh, he died. And another guy that I work with, he's probably 5 or 6 years older than me. We were talking about it, and this one guy was like, Summer Breeze, is that a douche song? And I was like, what the? I was like, no, man. It was like Yacht Rock. You ever heard of it? He was like, yeah, that's a channel on Spotify, right? Like, just go away.
Cleaning out the stanchion in my van.
Summer's Eve makes me feel fine.
Do you do?
Cleaning me curtains all the time.
And Summer's Eve should jump on the modern era. They could have the commercial with like, Dad, do you douche? I mean, it's perfect.
But let's just say nobody douches anymore because they discovered that that's not good to do that. So nobody douches anymore. It was a bad idea.
Yeah.
That always seemed like a bad idea to me, but.
It's not a good idea. Unless you're going to do in your butt, Tim. You can douche your butt.
Get the morning after pillow and you got to take a Coke and shake it up. And
hey.
But that's not a douche. That's just like a fun. That's a fun Saturday morning.
Just for fun.
How old were you when you learned? Well, not Steph. That goes. But the other guys. How old were you when you learned what douching was?
I don't remember.
Really?
I always speculated what it could be. I saw the commercials. I had no fucking clue. And I wasn't about to ask my mom, who embarrassed me once, sent me to get maxi pads at the Hilo.
I found out from my grandmother because I was in the bathtub playing with this really cool hot water bottle and this hose that came off of it.
Yeah.
And then I was told what it was.
Playing with it.
Yeah.
Oh, she had the old school where they came up with the name douchebag from.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my. I've never actually seen a real douchebag.
Richard Pryor does a bit about that because his grandma used to beat him with it. She had one of them old tubes, one of the old dust bags. Yeah, that's one of the weirdest, most embarrassing things of my mom. I didn't even know what they were for yet, but I knew that they weren't from anybody but mom. And sent me down to the Hilo to get.
Hey, maxi pads are for everybody, Tim.
Then they weren't. They were only for moms. And these are the ones that they roll up and leave on the back of the toilet.
You know what I'm talking about? Leave it on the toilet. Why?
Roll it up.
You can't flush them.
Right.
You roll it up. You roll it up in a piece of paper towel or toilet paper, and you throw it in the trash. You don't leave it on the toilet tank.
Well, one day she
scumbag bitch, are you dealing with?
Left it on the floor one day. I came home from school, and the dog had gotten into it, and it was all over the living room. And I didn't clean it up.
Smell.
And she came home. She goes, "Why didn't you clean this up?" I go, "I think you can figure out why." Something. I think you can figure out why I didn't want to touch that.
I'll give you two guesses, but you're only going to need one.
Well, then after you got the taste of blood, weren't you scared he was going to kill you guys?
Nah, he's a poodle. Deaf and blind by then, anyway. And
I never ever. Like to get into these conversations, like there'd always be these girls that are just in my heavy flow, and I would just be like, I'll kill myself, shut the fuck up. Who talks about this crap? But there's whole gaggles of women. They'll get together and they'll be like, and they discuss it, and I was like, I don't belong here. I'm trans. I don't fucking belong here.
Yeah. Screw it.
No, my mom, like whenever I had my times come upon me, we didn't talk about it. I just said through a door, I need something. She pushed it through the door and we never fucking spoke about it again. That was it.
It should be. That's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. A modest home.
Right. Here's your rag.
You learn your sex on HBO and here's this.
Right. I know if you got a question, call a DJ.
Vampire juice for tea bags.
No. Don't do it.
Old tampon.
Oh, God.
When I asked about it, my mom just went, no! I'm going to laugh at you!
No! No! I'm going to laugh at you!
I can see your dirty pillow.
All right. So, rest in peace to Dan Seals. No. Dan Seals is as far as I know.
What an entombment.
Well, also have to say rest in peace to one of our favorite shows, and it's very disappointing to find out that Raised by Wolves is being canceled. There will not be a season 3 on HBO Max, and I am so disappointed because that was one of those
Ridley Scott too. I mean, how do you cancel Ridley Scott?
It has to be a cost issue because that show is not cheap to produce, I'm sure. But the acting is so good, and the story and the mythos behind it, and the creative writing and the acting is so good, except for that one kid. What's his name? The real annoying one.
Champion.
And okay, the worm was kind of cheesy, the space worm, but whatever. It had an interesting story, and it was something new, and that's what pisses me off so much, is that they keep puking out new Star Wars and Star Trek shows, and even though they may be good or something, watch, I want to see something new, and without all the this character arc, it's their turn. You watch a show like Raised by Wolves, and it's just the characters, and the same with Orville. There's just characters, and they're roles, and they can act, and there's a story. And it's very disappointing, but hopefully somebody will pick it up. I see Jeff's leading the campaign to get an Amazon or Netflix to pick it up, and that would be it. Somebody needs to pick it up.
Hashtag let mother out.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see what happens. Mother, grandma, come on. Or grandmother. But it made me think of a couple shows that I think I canceled before they should have been canceled. One of them was NBC's 1984 TV series V, which was based on the two-part miniseries. There's V Part 1, V Part 2. And it starred Mark Singer, Faye Grant, Michael Ironside, Jane Badler, Robert Englund, Lane Smith. And the series came out 1 year after the sequel miniseries. Again, it was something that NBC took on. They didn't have the budget for it, which is why, they had all the matte space battles or the spaceships and then the little ships. When you get to the series, they're reusing that old stuff, and they couldn't afford to do the voice effect that the aliens in V had, the visitors had. Remember that voice effect they talked about? By the time the series came around, that was gone. But it didn't even, I don't even think it lasted a full year, but I thought it was a good show. And the reboot that came out on ABC was garbage.
Yeah.
I loved V.
I did too.
Yeah, the show was awful. It was absolutely awful.
What show? The series?
The show of
the
it.
Series. Yeah, yeah, the series. Whenever they turned into a show.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Another show that was canceled before its time, I believe, is called Invasion. It was on 2005 on ABC with William Fichtner and Evan Peters, I guess. Those are the two biggest names in that series. I thought that was a good show. It was very interesting. A hurricane hits. All these little manta rays that are orange. It's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. It was a cool show. And they get to the final episode. Everybody falls into the ocean. That's it. No follow-up, nothing. ABC, they didn't do anything. It pissed me off. You liked that too, didn't you, Jeff?
Yeah, that was good. I was mad when they canceled it.
When I interviewed William Fichtner, God, it was on the Regular Guy show, but I was doing those geeking out with Tim. I talked to him about it, and he was real happy I brought it up. He goes, yeah, I love that show. I don't know why they did that. So let's see. I have a couple more, and then you guys can add your own. Intruders from 2015 on BBC America with Millie Bobby Brown, Mira Sorvino, James Frain, John Sim. It was a weird show with a weird backstory and about people who stay immortal by taking over other people's bodies. Millie Bobby Brown, she had to have been like 6 or 7 years old, maybe 8, but you could tell that she was going to be a good actress because she was amazing. She was an adult inside of a little girl's body, and she had to play both the little girl and the adult. She was great. And that show had an interesting plot and story, but gone. And it was
She was so good on this week's episode of Hot Ones. Mm-hmm. The chicken wing.
Oh, I saw that on YouTube. I haven't watched it.
She was so good on there. Not a prissy pants or anything at all. She was funny, and she did great through the whole thing. And when she got to Da Bomb, that's the one that always gets everybody. Oh, it fucked her up.
I gotta start watching that. I've watched a couple. Maybe I'll continue.
It depends on who it is, who you're watching.
Right. Yeah. Donald Trump. I'm not watching that one. Actually, I would watch that one. That'd be funny. Yeah. Is he there? There at.
Ouch. He wouldn't do it unless it was steaks.
Hot steaks.
Trump steaks.
Right. He should do stuff like that. No one would have him on because, he's the worst Nazi since Nazis, but he would be funny to have on those. Like his hair would get all sweaty and the makeup would run, the tanning, the bronzer would run. This is the hottest chicken legs I've ever had in my life. My colon is going to explode.
I mean, isn't it so obvious, though, that in this season of The Boys, for sure, they're Homelandering. That is so Trump. That they're completely Trumpicizing that.
Yeah, but I gotta give it a pass because I like the show.
Oh, I give it a pass. I'm just saying you can tell that what they're trying to do, but
it's not as ham-handed as
no
as Watchmen.
Oh, fuck that. No.
Yeah. When do you think the Gus Fring Homelander confrontation's gonna go down?
Do you think Gus Fring has superpowers?
It's got something up his
sleeve. What does he have? Me and Neil kept talking about, like, did we miss something last season? What the hell does he have over him?
The flashback scene to the younger people playing it. First of all, I didn't buy the CIA leader in during the Contra. yeah, that was realistic. But the Gus Fring, the guy playing him as a young man, he nailed it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he did.
Why are we calling him Gus Fring? That's
Giancarlo Esposito.
Yeah, I know. What's his character's name? Huh? Did he have a black lightsaber? No.
Bought. I don't know. I hate it for him, but I also love it for him that he has been so typecast.
Good.
He always plays a villain. He's such a good villain.
Stan Edgar on that show. Yeah. I've loved him for a long time. I think the very first time I saw him was in Do the Right Thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking 1989. And then he was a conspiracy theorist. I don't know. Oh, yeah, he's in that. But, you know, I mean, he's really, really young. Right. But I didn't. I think of him like having a major role in a film, and it's Do the Right Thing. But then he's in a movie with Tim Robbins called Bob Roberts, which is one of my favorites. It's a political satire from the early 90s. And he plays a conspiracy theorist. It's really good. If you've never seen it, you know, he's like a folk singing right winger, Tim Robbins.
Oh, yeah. You've talked it up, Tim. You got me to watch it, and I just couldn't get into it.
Why couldn't you get into it? You didn't like the song?
It's just the whole, I just couldn't get into it. I wanted to like it, and I didn't. I gave up on it. I was like, I watched it for like 20 minutes, and I'm like, this is fucking horrible.
You didn't see Jack Black? Uncredited Jack Black is one of the fanatics.
No.
You had to be a political junkie in the early 90s to enjoy that film, I suppose. But I loved it. I thought he deserved it. I liked
Primary Colors.
Yeah, that was just Bill Clinton. John Travolta is Bill Clinton and Emma Thomas is Hillary. And then that guy who was in it never did anything afterwards. Mm-hmm. The main guy.
Yeah.
Who? Billy Bob Thornton was good in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Kathy Bates.
Yeah, she was real good.
Yeah, it was a good movie, but Bob Roberts said a lot because he really, you know, Tim Robbins, of course. Back then, I was an uber liberal. I hated all conservatives. So it was like, yeah, fuck you, making fun of him. And then he never put out a soundtrack because he didn't want those to become anthems. So Bob Roberts, I recommend it, even though Steph hates me. And all right, what are a couple more before we do, before we talk about some other
things? Firefly, of course.
Yeah, that was, absolutely canceled before it should have been.
Devastating, but great movie. Serenity, I've watched about a million times. So at least we got a movie from that.
I put Auto Man.
What's Auto Man?
Do you remember Auto Man? He was he was made from a computer, and he was friends with a kid, and he had a companion called Cursor that would like draw him a car, and then they would get in the car. And
yeah, he looks like Tron-ish.
Yeah, very Tron. Yeah, suit was Tron, but he had like a human head. Yeah.
How could you cancel the show with Desi Arnaz Jr.?
It just one of those things that Manimal.
And for the Glenn team. Larson's Battlestar Galactica guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I forgot all about that show. Jeff, did you watch it? That looks like something you would have watched.
I barely remember it. I have to look.
You hated Desi Arnaz Jr.
Yeah.
I have one. And I was devastated. They only did one season, and it was like one of the funniest shows I've ever seen in my whole life. And it was called Hollywood, Florida. It was with these two goofballs. They played brothers, and they got caught. They got caught up in. Remember, Cuba Gooding Jr. was the villain on there. It was an insane show. It was insane. Jason Alexander was a villain. It was just absolutely nuts.
Was it called Big Time in Hollywood?
Big Time Florida? In Hollywood, Florida. That's it. Big Time.
I remember promos for it, but I didn't never watch it.
They did one season, and if you can find it, you know, I don't know if it's on Hulu or whatever. It is so fucking funny. So, but ahead of its time, I think now if they would have put this on Netflix now, it's up there with absurdist humor like I Think You Should Leave Now. It's like that. Like, it's just insane and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Batshit crazy. But
I wonder if we can find it anywhere.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's available to for purchase on Apple TV, first season.
It says you can watch it for the first episode for free on Comedy Central.
There's another show that shouldn't have been canceled. It's called Otherworld, and I played Crawl.
I like that show.
I watched the very first episode at Jeff's house.
That's the first place I remember Mike from.
Yeah, me too. Well, no, Beverly Hills Cop.
No, this was before Beverly Hills Cop, wasn't it?
Not after, a year after.
Oh, okay.
Did I leave a little bump on your head?
That was a cool show, though. And they had cool weapons and
shit. Yeah, the upside down gun.
Yeah.
The barrel was underneath. Doof, 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 doof. It was a cool show, but it definitely was canceled before its time. That episode's called Village of the Motor Pigs. Walter, what are you doing? Come on, Mike. Let's go, Gus. That's where I am in my
rewatch. Stop it, Papa. You're being weird. Am I? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. So I will be doing the commercial in this accent because it's sort of Russian, but maybe not, okay? Atlanta Pizza in Giro. We love that Atlanta Pizza in Giro is a longtime sponsor of Radio Labyrinth Podcast in Russia. Podcast sponsors you. Thank you to Mike Hall and everybody at the restaurant. They have the best borscht pizza in all of the world. They take slice meats and pour it on borscht sauce, cook it in oven, put a little bit of cheese on it. It's very tasty. You might like it.
That's what I was going to ask you. Is that the commie special?
This is not called commie. We aren't communists anymore. This is called the Putin special. Putin pizza. Putin's favorite pizza is borscht pizza. It's delicious. You should try it. We call up and say, what do you make? He said, no, I make Ukrainian. It's chicken Kiev. I said, no, it's chicken Kiev. And the chicken, they take the ham and you wrap it up with a stick of butter and you put it in the pizza.
I would think they don't even call it pizza over there. They just call it Putin.
They call it putza.
Putza, okay.
Putza. The pepperoni is as greasy as the fit name. They now have new full-color menus with pictures of the food that they have to eat at the restaurant. You can see the food before it comes to you to see. So you can go like this. If you can't read English like I can't, you can just go this. Give me this, please. This. Point to it. This. Atlanta Pizza in Giro is driving into the summer weekly food truck events, Tuesday night's team trivia, and adding some great new local craft beers like Firemaker Brewing's Chattahoochee Tea Southeastern IPA. That is in cans. Dry County Brewing's Neon Sour on tap, and Burnt Hickory Brewing's Driving and Crying Straight to Hell IPA in cans, just to name a few. That sounds delicious. I wish we could get them, but Drive and Cry and cancel the tour in Russia because of Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Not fair. I like Straight to Hell's my favorite song. Yes, you're going straight to hell, like my mama said. Atlanta Pizza in Giro loves serving their local community of Conyers, Covington, Mariupol, and the East Metro Atlanta area in the Donbass region of Ukraine. And they'd like to thank them for all of their continued support and business throughout the years. Open for dine-in and takeout Monday to Friday, 11 to 9 p.m. Saturday, 12 to 9 p.m. And Sunday, they are closed to for people to worship instead of eating pizza. I don't know. They also have a food truck, which they drive to your house and throw pizza on your yard and leave.
Michael, I wish.
Michael physically come out with frozen pizza, throw it like frisbee at your house, break glass.
Or they throw it up on the roof, like the Walter White.
Like Walter White. Walter White is from the show, the one where they make the crystal meth. And Hunter Biden smoked all of it. Then he had sex with prostitutes with dog on bed. What a man. He's my hero. And he can put 5 M&Ms on his penis. That's something more. We're not doing the commercial anymore, by the way. There should be delineation between the list and this.
I think like you're doing a commercial for Da Pizza now. You're doing it for a whole other place.
Come to Putin Pizza. The only thing we can get to put on top is borscht.
Or Moscow mule meat.
You like sturgeon? Our pepperoni made from sturgeon. Get it out of a river. Going through Moscow. Then we cut it up, slice and make it. Then we put it on pizza. It doesn't even taste like fish hardly anymore at all. But the
it's pickled pizza. It's a jar.
It's pickled pizza with meats on it. I don't even know how to eat in Russia. Do you like fish? I love fish. There's lots of fish.
Pizza eat you.
That's right. And elk. Lots of elk. Anyway, let's see. Before we wrap up, and again, thanks to Mike.
Heard the latest news on the radio.
News. RTV, and now for the latest news.
Before we wrap up with views and snooze, there's some stories in the news. What We Do in the Shadows has been renewed for 2 more seasons, which is friggin' awesome.
Yeah.
Last there. Beavis and Butthead news. The remastered episodes that will be coming out soon will air with the original music videos.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome.
And I agree with that.
Be kind of neat.
I love the one with Susie and the Banshees where Beavis keeps going, peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo. Then there's one with Helmet. You remember that metal band Helmet? But they normal guy. They didn't have long hair.
Unsung movement will bring you down.
It sounded like Ozzy a little bit, but that video comes on like, yes! And then they see him and Buddy goes, So a lot of that stuff has been cut out and we haven't seen him for a decade. So that's great. And I watched the trailer for Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe. I can't wait to watch that movie. It looks so fucking funny.
When's that coming out? The end of the month, right?
Yeah, end of the month. It'll be on Paramount Plus, June 23rd, exclusively on Paramount Plus, which means I won't have to go into the theater and see it. Although I did see Beavis and Butthead Do America the day it opened. It's funny. I love Beavis and Butthead. I'm glad. And I like how they're bringing them to the future. So
yeah.
Just say that.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to run into the same ones they ran into in the desert?
Yeah, guys, they're in the trailer.
Yeah. Oh, okay. They are in the trailer? All right.
One of them is at least.
Views.
Or.
And snooze.
All right, Jeff, views and snooze. You want to recap what we've talked about last week?
Last week was the Orville, the boys, and physical.
Okay.
I haven't got the physical yet.
I haven't either.
Same.
But I'm all caught up on the Orville and the boys.
My favorite part of Orville was to find out that the commander is banging a dog toy. That white lady with all the little sticky things coming out.
Oh, yeah. His ball.
Good for him. He's like Kirk. I watched all 3 of those. Physical, the first episode's great, enjoyable. I love that show. I think it's a sleeper. Anyway, what do we have?
All right, number one, Dirty Daddy, the Bob Saget tribute on Netflix on the 10th.
Views.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, views.
I bet that's going to be good. And Netflix is kind of killing it with these comedy specials from Netflix is a joke festival that they had.
Bill Burr one was sort of a miss.
A couple people were funny. Yep. Ian Edwards really was the standout. And of course, David Tell and Jeff Ross.
What about Jessica Kirsten? How'd she do?
She's all right. She's always been just kind of all right to me.
Yeah.
I fast forwarded through the
red. She's like a female Richard Lewis.
Yeah. Okay. I go with that.
Yeah.
Who's the one that insulted the Trump's press secretary? What's her name?
Michelle Wolf.
Yeah. I tried to get into her. I don't care about that other thing, but I tried to get into her. I just don't think she's that funny.
She's pretty funny. She's done some work on her voice, I think, because her voice, when she first started coming around, was really, really annoying.
Yeah.
But I think she's done some like vocal training or something because her voice is different now.
I was going to spoil my favorite joke, but if you guys haven't all seen it, I don't want to spoil it. Yeah. I already told Jeff what it was.
Yeah, the press secretary thing, you know, last week they asked the press secretary about reparations. Did you see the video of that?
No. The new one, like, the lady from Haiti?
And she's like, she gets, And everybody kept, they were all calling her a coon.
Who
oh
was?
My God. You know what that means.
Yeah, but who was calling her that?
Yeah.
Black people were calling her a coon.
Yeah.
Because they're saying, like, well, what was funny is because I just watched that Michael Che, damn Michael Che. Jeff, did you see the episode with the were-coon?
Yeah.
It's so funny, but that was his whole point. Like, if Michael Che said he'd rather be called the N-word than a coon by black people, it's the worst insult in the world. But they kept playing that video over and over. Her going, whenever they said reparations, no.
Oh, I don't have any comment.
It's not the same. It's not what you're thinking of. It's not Alabama in the 50s with white people screaming it out of a pickup truck window.
I know why.
Okay.
If you're not a Democrat and you don't agree with the Democrats, then that's what you're called on social media. I get it.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I get it. I don't. It's not. Listen. My name's Paul, and this between you all.
But that were coon sketch on that damn Michael Che show is very funny. You should check it out.
I heard that show is really funny. Eventually,
it is. It's very funny.
Yeah, you should watch it. It's very funny. All right, number two, Dark Winds.
Yeah, lots of views.
Yes,
this week on AMC and AMC Plus.
Can't wait! I'm dying. I've been reading about this for months.
Yeah,
previews have been great.
This is that Zahn McLaren show. He's the guy that's in all those shows that we like. Mm-hmm. Plays the cop all the time.
Fargo, Reservation Dogs.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, and this show looks really good.
Kind of typecast.
Yeah, but that's in a good way.
I know.
And this is set in the 70s, right?
Yeah, it's set in the Navajo Nation in 1971.
Nice.
Yeah, I think this is going to be really good. And there's like some really good people producing it too. I forget who, but George R. R. Martin, he might have something to do with it.
George R. R. Martin?
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of wieners and dragons.
Yeah, I don't know.
A lot of dragons.
A lot of wieners.
Anyway, that's a views from me. Oh. And number three, Iron Chef Quest on Netflix. This is Alton Brown, his first. Since he took that big Netflix deal,
probably a snooze for me.
Yeah, it'd be a snooze for me too.
I liked Iron Chef though, and when they brought it back, it was pretty good. So I might give it a views.
There's no Ming Tsai or whatever his name is. Isn't that
I think he's involved in it. And they got a bunch of good chefs. Like I think Marcus Samuelson's one of them.
Oh, he is great.
I forget who else, but.
Even though he always dresses like he's an extra on Children of the Corn.
Yeah. I might give it a view. It's a maybe for me.
All right. Well, we'll regroup next week, and we'll see who views what and who snoozed what. Coming up soon on the show, a guest will be returning. Jeff, do you want to tell us who that is?
Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
Is coming on sometime in the next couple of weeks to talk about Wellington Paranormal comes back in 2 weeks on CW.
Nice.
Season 3 and final season 4.
Cool.
Very cool.
Maybe Jermaine will retweet us again. I would like that. That would be cool.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, maybe I won't screw up the link this time.
And speaking of Dustin's brother, Browin. Jesus Christ, I'm getting tired. Are we going to have him back on?
Yeah, he's in the middle of a tour now, but he wants to come back in, maybe on a regular show, just kind of sit in with us, and we can we can talk to him for a segment and then just have him hang out for the rest. He
I want to hear him talk about meeting Jonathan Richman behind.
I want to hear about if they got to talk about art at all between the two of them.
Yeah, I think it was mostly masonry they were discussing, right? Because that's what he does now. But yeah, that was weird.
Called this number 3 times already today, but I put it back. I put my phone back in place.
What kind of level of like rock and roll person do you have to be to just show up at somebody else's concert though and just go backstage and just start eating their food?
I don't know. I mean, the funny part is the way Broen was talking is Jonathan Richmond has no idea that he's a legend.
What?
He has no concept of himself. Yeah, he has no. Yeah, there's nothing there. So he was what? But yeah, there has to be something there to know that a free meal is available if I can walk into the green room somewhere and start eating a band's food for the hell of it.
Road runner, eating all the food backstage.
But yeah, we'll have him on, and he's also in, you know, in the middle of this tour, and he's had some other stories and other things that have kind of come up, so we can pick his brain on that.
That just floors me that he just shows up. He wasn't even performing. Yeah, I cut rocks.
And he's what, 70 now? Yeah.
For him. Good for him. All right. Well, Jeff, enjoy Downton Abbey. Let us know how it is. And you guys have a good week. And we'll talk to you next week. Okay.
All righty.
I got to get another on video on demand this week if you want to add that to your views. There's news.
What will?
The Downton Abbey movie comes out.
Oh, I got to watch all the others first.
Oh, and check out that Sex Pistols show on Hulu.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about that.
Yeah, I was telling them it's directed by Danny Boyle, so it has a lot of that Trainspotting feel to it. Very British. Very
British. All right, then. We'll talk to you next week. Until that time, please remember to
keep it canon.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.